Iranian hacktivists hack the president's office and leak sensitive files. Raid forums user database leaks online. End of year exams disrupted by huge DDoS attacks in Greece. And the US will launch a satellite hacking sandbox into space. This is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Kimpanu and read by me, Claire Aird. Today is the 31st of May, and this podcast episode is brought to you by vulnerability management and analysis platform, Nucleus Security. In today's top story, a self-described Iranian hacktivist group, calling itself Uprising Till Overthrow, has breached the Iranian president's office and leaked a large collection of classified documents. The group says it took control of more than 120 servers and 1,300 computers inside the president's office internal network. It says it had full control over the entire network and was able to decrypt classified material and encrypted communications from the past several years. Stolen files allegedly include national and international policy documents, official communications with the IRGC, plans for official trips abroad, lists of officials' phone numbers, and the names of government security and protection teams. The same group also hacked and leaked data from Iran's Ministry of Foreign Affairs earlier this month. In other news, a copy of the Raid Forums user database has been leaked online in a newly launched cybercrime forum called Exposed. The leak confirms years-long rumours that Raid Forums had been breached. The leak files contain account details for nearly 500,000 users who registered on the site between March 2015 and September 2020. Law enforcement seized the original Raid Forums and detained its administrator in April last year. Exposed has now established itself as the new meeting place for the stolen data trading ecosystem. A large-scale DDoS attack has disrupted the end-of-year high school exams in Greece for a second consecutive day. The Greek Ministry of Education says the high school exam platform saw attacks on Monday and Tuesday in what officials called the most significant attack ever made on a Greek public government organisation. The attack left students waiting in classrooms for hours, but officials say they were eventually able to send out and complete exams. The US government will launch a new nano satellite named Moonlighter that will serve as a satellite hacking sandbox. Moonlighter will allow cybersecurity professionals to perform experiments on a satellite that's in space rather than test satellite workbenches set up in labs. The project was developed by the ISS National Laboratory, US Space Systems Command, and the Air Force Research Laboratory. Moonlighter is also scheduled to be part of HackerSat 4, a hacking contest organised by the US government. Moonlighter will be launched by the SpaceX CRS-28 rocket on the 3rd of June. Israel's police force has licensed new spyware named Echo, which is made by Israeli cyber intelligence company Rezone. The new acquisition is already controversial. According to the Calculist newspaper, Israeli police purchased the tool without the approval of the Israel Attorney General's office against a recommendation made by the Ministry of Justice. The Ministry of Justice investigated the Israeli police force last year for its use of the NSO Group's Pegasus software in incidents that targeted activists, business figures, reporters, and politicians. Staying with spyware, and a Swiss company is developing and selling hacking tools to governments in the Middle East, Africa, and Asia. Named In the Cyber, the company is known for acquiring Italian spyware maker Hacking Team in 2019, which it renamed to Memento Labs. Tools developed by Memento Labs include Monitor, a tool that can partially de-anonymize Tor traffic, and Preventer, a tool that can automatically transcribe intercepted telephone calls. Russian cybersecurity firm Dr. Web has discovered a malicious Android SDK containing spyware-like features that can steal local files, replace clipboard content, and collect sensor data from infected devices. The SDK is currently advertised as a marketing toolkit that can show ads inside Android applications. So far, the SDK has been seen in 101 Android apps uploaded to the official Google Play Store. The apps have been downloaded more than 421 million times. Dr. Web has shared its findings with Google, which has told developers to remove the SDK from their code. Trend Micro has thrown its support behind research from BlackBerry that suggested the threat actor behind the Cuba ransomware and ROMCorp backdoor is doing the bidding of the Russian government. Now, Trend Micro says that since October last year, ROMCorp has been used in a series of geopolitically motivated attacks linked to the Ukrainian conflict. The security firm says ROMCorp is targeting the Ukrainian government and military, but also organizations outside Ukraine that are linked to the conflict. This included organizations providing help to Ukrainian refugees, a member of a European Parliament, a European defense company, and various IT service providers in Europe and the US. Trend Micro's report supports similar findings by BlackBerry's security team, which assessed the cybercrime group was now working for the Russian government. A team of security researchers has discovered a collection of 18 security flaws in the PrinterLogic Enterprise print management platform. The vulnerabilities are quite serious and include an authentication bypass, an SQL injection bug, and several password and sensitive information leaks. Some of the reported issues have received fixes, but not all. The research comes on the heels of the mass exploitation of serious vulnerabilities in print management software Papercut. Those vulnerabilities were used by the Clop data extortion group. And finally, VPN service Mulvad has dropped support for port forwarding, a feature that allowed its customers to host undesirable content and malicious servers on their personal computers. Mulvad says it was contacted numerous times by law enforcement about the abuse. The performance of its VPN service was also affected by the abuse after some of its IP addresses were blocked by ISPs. The company has removed the ability to add new port forwards, and all existing port forwarding setups will be shut down by the 1st of July this year. And that is all for this podcast edition. Today's show was brought to you by our sponsor, Nucleus Security. Find them at nucleussec.com. Thanks for your company.